Hello, my name is Miriam Roxburgh. I'm 54 years old. I just came to Ellis Island here in New York from the Pearl of the South, Odessa, my home city and where I was born and raised. It is late 1899, so right around turn of the century, and a little bit more about me. I probably sound exhausted because it was a pretty grueling journey on the way over here, especially since I'm not a sprightly young girl anymore, being 54 years old. And I used to be an innkeeper with my family around the Port Pratique area growing up, but, you know, I had to leave Odessa for a number of reasons. But in case you're wondering, for a little bit more context, I came from one of the most bustling, flourishing cities in the whole Russian Empire. And, you know, what else is important to know about where I'm from? Grain was our main export, but we were experiencing an economic downturn after the railway was built, ironically, a few years ago, and it's actually made things a lot more uncertain. The economy has become a lot more uncertain, even though, you know, if you know anything about Odessa, you probably think it's, you know, such a thriving port city. And that's our reputation, but the true circumstances are really not what people think. So why did I leave? The simple reason is that, you know, other than the economic downturn, which for a small business owner like me is obviously a big problem, that alone would not have caused me to leave and come here to New York. I don't like what the city is becoming at this time. You know, I myself am not Jewish, but a lot of my close friends and family are starting to leave for America and a few other countries right now because it is becoming more and more like a twilight zone to live here. We had that pogrom in, I think it was 1871. That was absolutely terrible. And there's such an undercurrent of anger and hatred and unrest throughout this whole area. And a lot of the racial issues, even though I'm not directly involved right now, I don't know what could happen to me in the future, especially my children. It's not a good place to live anymore. And even though I'm proud to call Odessa my hometown, it's really, I believe it is too dangerous to stay here. There is a bad feeling going on right now. You know, I think by this time we've had two pogroms just in the time that I've been a business owner, and I don't know what's going to happen next time. And the thought of possible massacres and revolutions in the future is definitely not only not good for business, but makes everything in jeopardy from my view. I don't know what's going to happen to Odessa, but I've seen the city become pretty ugly in my time there. And I knew it was time to leave with my older children. I have to say that I'm pretty uncertain about what is going to happen here now in the United States. I never thought that I would leave Odessa, but it is my only hope now. And I don't know if I'm going to start a business or work as a seamstress as my age is getting up there. It is a little bit concerning, but anywhere is probably safer than where I'm coming from. The least I can say is that I have a great feeling about the future ahead here in New York.